History of France by Charlotte M. Yonge. The Wars of Religion. The Bourbons and Guises. Henry II had left 4 sons, the eldest of whom, Francis II, was only 15 years old, and the country was divided by 2 great factions, one headed by the Guise family, an offshoot of the House of Lorraine, the other by the Bourbons, who, being descended in a direct male line from a younger son of St. Louis, were the next heirs to the throne in case the House of Valois should become extinct. Antony, the head of the Bourbon family, was called King of Navarre because of his marriage with Jeanne d'Albret, the queen in her own right of this Pyrenean kingdom, which was in fact entirely in the hands of the Spaniards, so that her only actual possession consisted of the little French counties of Foix and Béarn. Antony himself was dull and indolent, but his wife was a woman of much ability, and his brother, Louis, Prince of Condé, was full of spirit and fire, and little inclined to brook the ascendancy which the Duke of Guise and his brothers enjoyed at court, partly in consequence of his exploit at Calais, and partly from being uncle to the young Queen Mary of Scotland, wife of Francis II. The Bourbons, likewise, headed the party among the nobles who hoped to profit from the king's youth to recover the privileges of which they had been gradually deprived, while the House of Guise were ready to maintain the power of the crown as long as that meant their own power. The Reformation. The enmity of these 2 parties was much increased by the reaction against the prevalent doctrines and the corruptions of the clergy. This reaction had begun in the reign of Francis I, when the Bible had been translated into French by 2 students at the University of Paris, and the king's sister, Margaret, Queen of Navarre, had encouraged the reformers. Francis had leagued with the German Protestants because they were foes to the emperor, while he persecuted the like opinions at home to satisfy the Pope. John Calvin, a native of Picardy, the foremost French reformer, was invited to the free city of Geneva, and there was made chief pastor, while the scheme of theology called his Institutes became the textbook of the Reformed in France, Scotland, and Holland. His doctrine was harsh and stern, aiming at the utmost simplicity of worship, and denouncing the existing practices so fiercely that the people, who held themselves to have been willfully led astray by their clergy, committed such violence in the churches that the Catholics loudly called for punishment on them. The shameful lives of many of the clergy and the wickedness of the court had caused...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?